Hi, Reddy. I'm Sheep.
We're in for a wild night.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to episode 185 of Born to be Wild, a wild and wild adjacent Hearthstone podcast where we have fun hanging out with friends, talking about the wild and wild adjacent formats of Hearthstone, and spotlighting the members of the wild community. I'm your host, Hydralisk, and it's great to be back on this Friday evening, great in the Vancouver adjacent places. I'm joined tonight by two of our favorite people, Electric Sheep City. You are first. What is up? How are you doing?
The ceiling is up. I'm good. How are you doing, man? Coming at you from the Denver Boulder area of Colorado, United States, Earth, Milky Way Galaxy. We are, of course, joined by
Azeroth?
The incredible... We're not joined by Azeroth, but we are joined by the incredible Shmoopy Daddy! Greetings, Shmoopy Daddy. How are you this evening?
Greetings. Joining you from Orange County, New York. There must always be an Orange County represented on the show for one episode. So we're about to get smoked by some snow. I had in the show notes. Happy to be back. Contributing as a guest host this week, and also insert snarky schmoopy dry humor here, but that was the sentence. Insert snarky. Yeah, there we go. We did it.
Snarky, don't worry.
We did the thing. So for those of you joining us for the first time, welcome aboard. Let me briefly explain how this show works. We record this podcast live every Friday evening at twitch.tv/borntobewildhs. And the video version of this podcast is posted to YouTube shortly thereafter. I've been getting better at that too. Audio versions are also distributed to all the podcast apps. So however you are watching, listening, or absorbing via osmosis this podcast today, thank you. Yes.
Yes.
You.
So before we get into the main topic of the show, I'd like to say a quick thank you to Shokunin and the other patrons of the show. Your support means the absolute world to us. If you enjoy this content, please like, subscribe, comment to this video on YouTube. Another simple way to support the show is to leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, Google, or your podcast platform of choice. If you're watching live on Twitch, we've got some awesome emotes that you can unlock by subscribing to the channel. This is free if you have Amazon Prime. There are also emotes you can unlock completely free just from following. Also, if you would like, you can get some Born to Be Wild merch. And we do have the amazing Shmoopy Mommy that always likes to model this amazing shirt that we do have here, and Shmoopy Daddy. I mean,
some
I was getting a promotion from you, Daddy, but Shmoopy
guy.
Mommy, she wears it better than you do. I don't know what to say.
Yeah,
But finally, if you'd like to support the show financially, you can join our Patreon for as little as $1 per month. If you'd like to interact with us personally, please join our Discord, a free and amazing online community of our friends across the world who love talking about wild Hearthstone. Links to all our stuff in this Kimura can be found at our website, which is borntobewildhs.com.
.com.
Make sure you add the HS.
That's very important.
Please remember the HS. Yes.
The ancient joke must be observed. Sorry.
The ancient joke, yes, as if Mr. Mike Lowe is listening, yes, HS is needed, definitely. So let's get into how our weeks were. Electric Sheep City, how was your week?
My week was pretty kickin' rad, actually. So on the 31st of December, I was, you know, working on my paper, and you know, for my class, my thing, and you know, what goes really good with working on a paper? But cues for the twist format. And so while I was queuing up for the twist format, I was working on papers, and it was going by really quick. And then I'd play a game, and those games were going by really quick. And I kept on jamming those games, and it was super fun. And I ended up on the front page of the leaderboard at the end of the season for the first time ever.
From 24 at the end of the nice. Month, 24th. Oh my gosh. That's
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, buddy. So I am over the moon that I actually like finished on the front page. It was just wild. Still with that hand buff paladin that I used like 3 months previous. Yeah, it still used Don Honcho. Absolutely no changes, even though Journey to Un'Goro's in the format. Didn't matter. Still just running hand buff. And it was still really good. Speaking of hand buff, I copied Shmoopy Daddy's homework. But he can talk a little bit more about the roots of the deck.
He's going to fail you. He's a teacher. You know that, right?
Doesn't work that way in Hearthstone, luckily.
He doesn't grade my rank, though.
That's true.
So I copied his homework, and with hand buff paladin, hit legend in our format of wild on day one with that hand buff paladin. It was so much fun. I think for a while there, I had like a 90-something% win rate. It equalized a little bit as like even shaman became just ubiquitous. Like that was all I was facing, period. You know, it was pretty much just a mulligan simulator to see if I could get like the right mulligan to deal with the early board, and then I could just like win after that. But
can I ask
yeah.
you a question? Were you yes. at 10 or 11 stars?
10 stars.
And so even shaman is prevalent at 10 stars, hey?
Everywhere. Post D5, it's like an ocean of them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right.
Just yeah, curious. Pretty much once I hit D5, it was just all even shaman all the time. So,
because I'm rocking D10 right now, or 10 stars mm-hmm. right now, and I haven't seen that much, but I'm also like way behind currently. So, just wondering,
you will get there, and when you catch up to the even shamans, you will understand completely. So, after hitting legend on day one in our format. I also recorded a couple of podcasts this week. So I was, I guess, hosted with our friend of the show, Tito Santana, on Bread and Butter.
Yeah.
And then I also, this was one of my weeks to co-host, Squelch. And both of these were recorded before the Duels news, which we'll get to. We'll get there. We'll get there. So that's been my week. Hydra, how has your week been?
Well, my week hasn't been, I suppose, super interesting, other than I started off grinding the ladder as I always do as an aggro noob, and Shmoopy Mommy farms me because I play... I play Pirate Rogue and it's working well, to be honest. So I think I hit D9 earlier today. I think we're on day 5, 4 of the month. Haven't played a lot, but I have one super important thing to tell everybody that I did this week. So Do you guys remember when Ben Brode made a video about grilled cheese?
Yes.
And do you remember? So you guys live in the United States. I do not, obviously. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that on the inside of his sandwich that he puts mustard?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
do yes. you guys do that normally?
No.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Neither do I. It's super weird, right? So anyway, I made grilled cheese and I did it. I put the mustard in. I watched the video. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do what Ben Brode said. Holy crap, was that amazing! Like, I fully. Oh God, yes. Yeah, it was so good. I'm like, what an insane man would put mustard on a grilled cheese, and yeah, you know, it's like better than heaven. Oh my God. So there's that. So I suggest everybody tries that. And then so I did that. I was very happy. Also, what I did do is I was talking to my good friend Shmoopy Daddy, and I was going through some dual stuff, which was great. I talked about this on the last episode, and he has some like recommendations, right? And I talked about how Dragon Druid was there and how Taunt Warrior, the buff thing, was the thing. Sucks. And then it does. Like
it does.
Blood DK was a thing. Oh, dude, Blood DK is so good. And I had so much fun with. You may say I saw that. Look, Blood DK was dope. I was killing people with that.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, it's probably sort of done, but yeah, I had a lot of fun with duels. I had a lot of fun with duels. So it was a good time. We can get more into how the week went and whatnot. But that was my experience this week. Shmoopy Daddy, how was your week?
My week was a little bizarre. Sheep, did I hit Legend last week or this week in Twist? I couldn't remember.
I believe that was... I don't know. What is time?
Might have been 2 days. It might have not exactly been this week. I used Sheep's List to hit Legend, and then post-Legend, I'm like, I was this close to cutting Don Honcho about 5 or 6 times, and every time I was going to cut him, yeah, the Paladin one, every time I was going to cut him, every time, he did just enough to win a game. I'm like, all right, Don, you stay a little longer. You stay a little longer. So I copied Sheep's homework to get Twist Legends. Right at the end of last month, right before she went down for the long nap. This month, day one legend, started playing by playing Handbuff Paladin, did Handbuff Paladin for, I don't know exactly how many games off the top of my head, because 34 plus 16 is hard math for me on a Friday night, but 50, thank you. So I did 50 matches with Handbuff Paladin.
That was fast.
And basically, like what Sheep just said, as far as like post D5, it's all even shaman. I got to D2 and I was like, what am I doing? This is a favored to slightly favored matchup, but what if it was just free? So I swapped over to Control Paladin that I've been using for the last couple months, which is just about the best even shaman bot demolisher I can think of or create. And 8-2, boom. Hit Legends, 126. The number's kind of meaningless because, you know, a billion Chinese people are playing before I even wake up in the morning. So, like, you know, my days of hitting in the afternoon and being like, oh, look, I'm in the top 10. I'm in the top 5. Those days are long gone. They're grinding way before that. But what was really surreal about this month and different about this month was watching people around me hit Legend with lists that were either my cards or influenced by my cards in some way. So, like, Neon Heron, Handbuff Fanatic, pet card is Nomagron Infantry. So, in my list, he cut Battlemaster and Astalor and plays 2 Nomagron Infantrymen. He hit Day 1 Legend. Sheep hit Day 1 Legend with Handbuff, and I was jealous. And just like, oh, man, he took Handbuff the whole way. His name is Spear Dave. You'll see him in Born to Be Wild chat as Kraken of Snacks, right? He's around the community a bit.
Yeah.
So he was in my chat when I was streaming, I think a couple days ago, and he's like, "Man, I hate this grind after D5 minutes in Ocean Even Shaman." I'm like, "Just play Control Warrior, Control Paladin." He's like, "Ah, I don't have the cards." I'm like, "Well, why don't you just submit a list with a bunch of bad cards? We'll do a little cooking. We'll figure out what we can do." And so I basically did like a budget version of the list. He didn't have Akronos or Kangor, and I'm like, "All right, swap out Kangor, put in Talented Arcanist. That's what Coming Virus does, and it's probably better than Kangor in a lot of situations anyway. Akronos can easily be Enter the Colosseum, because somebody on Twitter said they did that, and it was good." And I was like, "All right, screw it. Yeah, do Enter the Colosseum."
That makes sense.
And then like just budget options. He hit Legend before the end of the stream. So like I was like, "Well, wow. Great, that's cool." But that wasn't the highlight. The highlight for me was what my wife managed to do. So my wife was sitting there on D3.
She makes me sick. She's so good. It makes me sick to the bones. She's so good.
She got to Diamond 5 on the first day of the month. She got up to Diamond 3 on the first day of the month. And then she slid right back down to D5, zero stars. She's just like, "Honey, it's a sea of..." She texted me at her lunch. She's like, "Honey, it's a sea of Even Shaman. I hate them. I want to destroy them." And so we have the actual text that I received at 10:38 a.m. on our lunch. Because, yes, that's when teachers eat lunch. 10:38 a.m. So send me the other list, please. I am losing to shaman after shaman. I want to destroy them.
I want to destroy.
So what I did was, like, "All right, well, I can't just send her the list because I know she doesn't have the cards for it, right?" So I waited until we got home. I put it together, I think, the night before I put it together, and she didn't play a game of it. Right, so we put it together. Okay, she starts playing the next day, and the next day it's January 3rd at this point. The next day she's just like, "I'm winning, I'm winning, I keep winning. This is fun." And like, if you know my wife, she doesn't want to receive any formal training from me. Like you guys know me, and like I can break down a deck, I can break down a mulligan strategy, I can break down a philosophy for how the deck was built. And
this is how I copy your homework.
She wants
it's like a "don't tell me what to do" situation.
She wants none of it. Her brother ruined her. Her brother backseated her so hard playing video games growing up.
Oof.
Her older brother of like 4 years her senior, that she's just like, "Nope, shut up, sit in the corner, mommy's busy." And so she absolutely started destroying people. Yes, I responded with "Dami Mami Farming Aggro Noobs." Yes, because I gave her her first control deck and named it Dami Mami because I'm of course the person who names her decks inappropriate things. She hit Legend that day. She went straight from D5 zero stars and just dunked on noobs.
She's
with
higher
no training
than me. I haven't hit to Legend 70. Yet, so.
The most funny part about this picture, besides the deck. The deck title, obviously, is the 22 Paladin Wins.
That's the funniest thing that I know. I'm like, she's Legend 780, right? And she has 22 wins.
22 like, Paladin Wins! And
that
she's like...
How
like,
fast she cruised up from D5.
How the hell?
The deck does what it does. Yeah. The deck takes apart Even Shaman. And what was really funny about
this picture has never existed in the history of Hearthstone. Not unless,
I mean, maybe
it's
like...
It's funny.
A Chinese player with experience in a new account, like, you might see something funny like this. But, like, she's level 22 on Paladin. Like, she hasn't even unlocked all the Paladin cards yet, I'm pretty sure. It's a little absurdist, but... But no, she did an awesome job, and she figured out the deck, and like, you know, I peeked over her shoulder a couple times. It's just like, "Well, you know, when you play timeout, she'd be like, shut up, I'm doing fine, shut up," and kicked butt and got there. So yeah, I mean, I completely glazed over the fact that I played Handbuff Paladin. The whole list is built around Deputization Aura, which is one of the Paladin cards that wasn't nerfed for some reason, but is also busted and broken half. And so, like, your leftmost minion has plus 3 attack and lifesteal. And you think, oh, well, like that's cool. But, like, imagine you have, like, a bunch of small minions and they all have rush and they all die. Like, now all of a sudden that lifesteal component compounds. And if you have 3 1-1s and you have, deputization aura up and you can kill off all the 1-1s, you basically have 3 4-1s with lifesteal and rush. So you basically are basically running, like I don't know, you reno, like, 6 times in a game and you just wipe out aggro. And it's good into even shaman, but it's not dominant. Which is why I went with dominant, which is why I gave Shmoopy Mommy Control Paladin, and now she is there. She has this achievement, and she's just like, not for nothing. It seems like this, like, you hit legend the first day of the month. If you're doing this, this seems pretty easy. And I'm like, yeah, you know. So that was my week, this sort of bizarre juxtaposition. I was like, okay, yeah, I mean, I did my thing. I hit legend day one, but then I'm watching so much success with other people around me also sort of like piggybacking off of that, and that was cool.
My favorite part of the hand buff list is whenever I'm playing against, you know, a control deck, they reno the old one, not the new one. You know, they heal up all the way, but I can still play things on board, right?
Yeah.
Dep aura up. Not just rushers, but chargers, and just play them to the left, to the left,
to the left, to the left, to the left. Yep. Yep.
And so if they've been buffed in your hand, which they have been, and they're getting the plus 3 attack, and so you just like keep on going to the face. Ah, it's glorious.
And just to clarify, it's not my hand buff paladin list. It was created by Xtuliop was the first person that I saw that made it. And then, NHL fan, friend of the show, kind of polished it a little bit. And then I added a couple of, you know, I went and I added my couple cards to it, which were the Battleground Battlemaster and Astalor, which I actually really liked in the list. But again, was there better options? Maybe.
Interesting.
But just to give full credit to who actually made the list, I'm more like coming in on the very end, like polishing. Or the opposite of polishing a list, but it was a cool concept and it was good. It's the only Deputization Aura is the only holy spell in the list. So like if you play Ointment Knight, you draw it, you have it up on 3, you Samurai on 4, you beat aggro. You go from there, rinse, repeat.
And Christology can grab your Samurai, so you can just like Christology, Knight of Anointment, Christology on 1, Knight of Anointment on 2. Dep aura on 3, Samuro on 4. It's just like a perfect curve to just like decimate the even shamans. As long as you get that Samuro on 4, like you're just cruising.
It felt the smoothest hand buff has felt since they nerfed Grime Street Outfitter from a 1-1 to a 2-2. And since they nerfed Banana Man from a 2-1 to a 2-2, like all the, like the little stat buffs that they did kind of like without Wild in mind and then just sort of left them because kind of ruining the mechanism and the engine of the old hand buff decks that we played. This felt like the smoothest list because we have new cards like besides Deputization or we got a Gold Panner who's so good and draws cards. We have Magatha. Like, it felt like you saw most of your deck, which I think is very hand buffy to me. Like, it's not hand buff paladin unless I'm drawing most of my cards and I get my hands on most of my cards.
Yeah. So. Agreed. For sure. Well, I think that's probably a good segue into the news.
And now we're going to take a sharp turn into...
Welcome to the news. The news is actually pretty bad.
It's actually pretty bad. I have a horrible thing to announce, and that is duels runs are coming to an end. As a person who has only, I mean, I've appreciated this mode, but I go in and out of it It's super sad. But so I'm gonna read what Hearthstone actually posted. Blizzard said, as we think about the future of Hearthstone and where the team can be best focused their efforts, we have made the difficult decision to discontinue support for the duels mode. We do not have plans for any future scheduled updates for duels, and the mode itself is scheduled to be removed from the client as of April 2024. I feel like I want to pass this over to Shmoopy Daddy and see what his feels are.
I almost want to hold my feels back, because otherwise I'm going to start ranting. So if we keep it newsy now, I can get pissed later.
Okay, well, let me get to, it says this change will allow us to shift our resources to where they feel like they're most impacted, right? Including traditional Hearthstone, Battlegrounds, and more. To that end, Battlegrounds duos are scheduled for upcoming patch, and we're trying to send out some duels treasures in our arena session. We want to thank all our passionate duels fans for every pile of loot, treasure, hard-fought victory you've all collected along the way. It's been a heroic run. We cannot have done it without you. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to like touch on it too hard. It seems like, in my opinion, that the Team 5 is being stretched a little too thin. And unfortunately, this mode is going to take the hit.
Yeah, like Hat kind of reached out on Twitter and said that the problem with duels is it's constantly getting new cards, and there's constantly unintended interactions, and so balance is kind of a nightmare. But maybe even more of a bigger factor than the balance being a nightmare, which, I mean, like, we can talk about later whether or not balance in duels is really required, but just sheer amount number of bugs and stuff, and just like broken stuff that China just like cracks out for a mode that's not really putting out a whole lot in the way of, like, you know, monetarily for Blizzard itself. It's not a large population. So like there's a big gap between how much effort it takes to run duels and how much duels actually offers, you know, the company itself. So between that is a big enough gap that they said, you know what, we can't do it anymore. We gotta step away from it.
And I don't think that anyone on the dev team in particular is excited about quitting the support, about sunsetting duels.
No.
Again, we'll get into proper duels discussion in a little bit. That'll be our main topic. But I mean, it's bad news, man.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's bad news bears. Yeah.
Well, before we do go to the main discussion point, but there's one more bit of news, and this is that I can finally get off my soapbox, because in the Wild Store, Caverns of Time packs are finally there, and not only in the Twist Store. This is something that has been my personal like mission, and I don't think anyone was listening to me about this, but it happened, so I'm going to claim credit.
Can I add one thing about this?
I feel like it's because Zeddy complained enough.
I was going to say for a brief moment, Twist disappeared from the shop, and so did the packs, and that was like just long enough for Zeddy to shoot a video from the hip, and then some intern at Blizzard just like pushed the button and like put him in the Wild.
And they're like, crap. He's gonna make people angry. We have to do it.
I'll be honest. It was late last. I forgot. All right, well, There we go. We're good.
That's so funny.
But yeah, this is something I've been talking about for ages. So yeah, I'm going right. to claim credit, even
you
though
should.
It's probably Zeddy.
Thanks, Zeddy.
Thank you, guys.
I mean, it's good that, you know, the Wild's first and only exclusive expansion is actually in the Wild shop now.
That was totally the focus. I won't get mean. That's all right.
So, our primary discussion topic for tonight is processing feelings about the duels news. And I kind of wrote like a brief little thing myself to honestly process how this fits into how I am reading this towards Hearthstone as a whole. So I'm going to kind of read what I wrote down.
Sure.
I'll kick it over to Hydra after that, and then to Shmoopy, because I think that Shmoopy, you're going to have the most like substantive discussion points, and I think that that would be a the best way to end this discussion strong. So you know, I didn't play a ton of duels. You know, I've played actually more since the news than prior. Been having a lot of fun with Dragon Druid, I'm sorry, but also like Vandar, like Big Rogue is so much fun. So more than anything else, I'm disappointed that we're seeing like a retraction in game modes and ways to play. Like for a while there, it looked like we were ushering in a new era of different ways to experience the game, with, you know, mercenaries coming out, which, you know, like was different and new and exciting, and then duels, which was originally called Wizard Duels.
Oh, yeah.
Like
right, Wizard.
Oh duel. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Because Trump was posting Wizard Duels videos. That's so funny.
Uh huh. Yeah, he accidentally broke the street date in the video. But before too long, you know, first Mercs got put on quarantine, is what I'm calling it, because like they, you know, it's a completely self-contained ecosystem. They don't have to do anything to keep it just in the client, so it's quarantined. Then Classic got axed for Twist, rather than expanding the offerings to include Classic and Twist. And now Duels is just completely leaving as well. So while I'm hoping that this is a refocus for the team, you know, setting priorities so that they can actually fully support the modes that are actually in the client, my anxiety is that any of the newer modes that did not have the best, like, ubiquitous user experience coming out of the gate, like my favorite game mode of Twist, despite being really fun, has me concerned about the future of these modes too. Duels was and is a lot of fun, but if it is requiring too many dev hours to be able to support it long term, I'm anxious about the future of the other innovative modes that require development hours to iterate on, and to have those different challenges for Twist, and to like have, you know, if they're introducing treasures into Arena hasn't been like top of mind for a lot of people in a long time either. Are we going to see that be sunsetted too? Like, it just makes me kind of anxious about where the future of it is. So again, while I'm hoping that they're refocusing, I'm also concerned that this refocus might end up with some things falling out of focus. And that's where my anxiety lies right now. Those are my prepared remarks. Now I'm going to kick it over to Hydra.
So I won't go long. I know that a good buddy, Shroopy Daddy's got a lot of things to say, but so from where I am at in the community, the workplace, where I work, we really focus on like where we are going forward, right? So we have products that we push to the wayside, right? And unfortunately, that stuff we totally push it to the point that we actually throw it in the dumpster, which is bad. But it's kind of where I think Hearthstone is at, where it's like, all right, duels, mercs, I mean, probably should have been mercs, but duels is not doing, you know what? Let's write that off and let's go forward. And that's where we're at with the entire thing. Unfortunately, because like, it's a great mode, but obviously it's not doing the thing that they want to do the thing, right? Not enough money. But I'm gonna pass it over to our good buddy, Shmoopy Daddy, because he loves the mode more than I do, and he texts me sometimes. He's like, hey, Hydra, what are you playing in duels? I'm like, I'm not playing duels. I'm like, leave me alone. He's like, no, play duels, play duels, play duels, play duels. So,
I see you queue up Daddy. Duels. I'm like, what you playing in duels, buddy?
Yeah.
Hydra has started a duel. What you playing, buddy? No, I, so I don't think I've bought a pre-order for this calendar year. I scaled way back, because I think a lot of people's budgets tightened, right? So, like, you know, oh, yeah. Like, whale schmoopy daddy. My whaling days are probably done, if not on hiatus for Hearthstone. So I have sort of shifted how I play Hearthstone. I am saving every standard pack I get from the Tavern Brawl. I have a full standard collection, in part because of when we'll talk about duels. But I have a full standard collection, and so I save all my standard packs. They become packs for the next expansion. I do buy the Battle Pass, because I feel like the Battle Pass is some of the best bang for your buck that you could possibly get. So if you're like, you know, it's, what is it, $20, $15? You get that experience boost. You hit, you know, if you play as much as I do, you hit level 100, and then you start just raking in 50 gold, 50 gold, 50 gold, 50 gold.
In Canada land, it's like $24.99.
Yeah, it's like a little bit more expensive than your really goofy 3D portraits, but at the same time, like it's like you're getting so much more, because you're also getting like legendary cards and free cards and signature cards, and the XP boost is the big thing for me, because I play so much. Mm-hmm. I do take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And so I was just getting that, and I was just playing duels to build my collection up, because like slowly but surely, maybe over like the better part of a month, you can pretty much like get an entire expansion. If you play enough duels runs, you get an entire expansion's worth of cards in basically a month of running, maybe a month, month and a half, especially if you know what you're doing. Especially if the mode is a little unbalanced and you know what the good stuff is, and then you just play the good stuff. So, like, Sheep, you shouldn't feel bad about playing Dragon Druid. Dragon Druid is the best comp.
Any other comp too.
Yeah, it's fun too. Like any other comp that you're kind of playing on the periphery of Dragon Druid is that tries to farm Dragon Druid. That's just part of the ecosystem, and that's part of the cat and mouse. And like some of those comps, like, you know, they don't have to high roll all that hard to kind of beat you. And so, like, without getting into that, just my own personal use for duels. Duels was my infinite money glitch. Duels was my way of basically keeping up my sort of whaley status. Crafting gold cards, just because like I was constantly playing duels. Even at once I had all the cards, I kept playing duels because I kept gathering resources. I would have duplicates for when things got nerfed. I'd rake it in on the nerfs. All of this without buying any pre-orders, right?
Yeah.
So when I hear this news, it at least for me personally, it's like, well, what's my next step? Do I learn Arena? Arena is not the same experience as duels. There's much less.
It's also not wild, right?
It is, but it isn't. It's yeah. They rotate it, but it's closer to Twist than I'd say Wild, but with less with less control. Because like yes, you're drafting, but like you don't like I had control of 15 of my cards going into duels, and with those 15 cards, I could, if I knew what I was doing, I could force what my second passive was going to be, what my second like superpower for my deck was going to be. I could influence my first superpower for my deck, and I could be reasonably sure what my buckets would look like as far as what future cards I'd be adding to my deck. So even though there's an element of chance, there's a lot of the locus of control was solidly in the player's hand with a little bit of RNG kind of sprinkled in for duels if you knew what you were doing, right? And so I don't even think I was ever like a 7-win average player. Like in some metas I was, but I think lifetime I'm like a 5-win player. If you get 3 wins in duels, you're getting 150 gold's worth of value in whatever you get. You get your pack and like 50 gold or some dust or whatever. If you get more than that, now you're all you're in the positive as far as like gold spent. If you hit 7 wins, which is was always my goal, now you're infinite. And now you're playing for free. And if you play for free often enough, like it's just sort of like you're all of a sudden you watch your gold totals not dropping anymore. Your gold total sort of staying the same, but your collection's going up. So for me personally, that's the part that I'm going to mourn, is like if Wild sucks and I want to play something that is Wild adjacent, like during the Twig Sphere Ramp Druid meta, where I was not interested in playing Wild. I like this is getting nerfed. I have to suck it up for 2 weeks. Screw this. I'm not playing Wild. For 2 weeks, I played nothing but duels, and I built up my collection. And you know, gamble a little bit. It's a gamble. It's a little bit. I get a little bit of the degeneracy in there, right? But duels itself, right? As far as like what it meant to the Wild community and a lot of players, is it was kind of like almost like old Wild, hyper aggro. Yeah. Was hard to, especially the tribal stuff, was hard to force because you had to sort of get lucky on buckets. They took away sort of tribal buckets now so that you couldn't just like draft pirates, draft more pirates, draft more pirates, draft more pirates. Yarr. So like now I'm like drafting sets and some sets have pirates and some sets don't. So all of a sudden my swordfish starts sucking. So like hyper aggro was hard to maintain for a full 12-win run in duels, which meant that usually around 7 wins it was starting to peter off. 5-6 wins it was starting to peter off. Combo, similar issue. Like you might have a cute combo that works great the first 3 wins. First 3 wins, unless it was like very unique or a very small card combo that you could tutor, and there are examples of this that still exist in duels, but they're kind of hard to pull off. Combo didn't really exist. So what's left? There's no real hyper aggro. There's no real combo. It's just sort of old school greed fest and who high rolls harder. And that feels like early Wild. And that's, I think, something that people gravitate towards, where it's like board matters, but also value matters, but also you have these crazy treasures that can swing the game. There's not a game mode like it. And a lot of people feel like it is Hearthstone's best game mode, unironically. And I think if more standard players were either able to play it or could play it cheap, I think you made a great point in our show notes that I don't think made it into the show, but you pointed out that initially you had to unlock a lot of like the hero powers and like the treasures for duels, which I think...
Yeah, they got rid of that though, right? Like, everybody...
Like, they opened it all up.
Yeah, you used to have to earn it, and that was so cool, but I get that, you know, giving it away is sort of better, but giving it away was, like, the fact that you had to do this, do that, and you can unlock the hero power was neat, but then if you go on, let's say, like, hstopdecks.net or whatever, and then you're like, oh, I'm going to play this deck. Oh, crap. I don't have the thing. I can't actually do it, right?
I think that the fact that duels started out like that is one of the reasons why it didn't get a lot of traction, kind of like Twist did with the inaccessibility aspect, right? You know, the very first like beta Twist was stuff that was mostly standard. So people were able to, who mostly played standard, could actually like play it. But then every single one subsequent to that, people were just like, oh, well, I don't have those sets. I can't play that. So the accessibility just wasn't there. And that was what caused duels to just stumble out of the gate so hard as well, because, oh, I want to play, like you were saying, Hydra, I want to play this deck that I see on Neon site, but I don't have the collection to have that treasure, so I just can't. And that lack of accessibility, you know, whenever they opened that up, it was like a renaissance for the mode, because you could actually just play it without owning all of the cards already. While I didn't have that issue for myself playing it, it's why the mode didn't get a lot of traction at the very beginning, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, like, a hero like Drekthar has been incredibly influential over duels' existence. Drekthar was one of the harder heroes to unlock, though, because, like, your basic B comp for Drekthar to start unlocking stuff was, like, the worst hero power he has, and a bunch of neutral cards, because, like, you haven't unlocked his various classes yet. And now, like, he's one of the better characters in the mode, because primarily, and has been historically, because, like, if Shaman's busted, Drekthar's busted. If Druid's busted, Drekthar's busted. You know, and he's been, when Warrior was busted, he was busted when like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's like, yeah, Duels has this funny thing where so many of the heroes are doing double duty. So, the best comp right now is Dragon Druid, and there's three heroes you can play it with. If you're not aware of this and you're listening to the show, you can play it with Omu, you can play it with Elise, and you can play it with Drekthar. The Omu and the Drekthar lists are the exact same 15 cards. You could play the exact same 15 cards in Drekthar and Omu, and you play it slightly differently, but it's basically the same competition. Elise, there's one change. You change one card. Because she has access, because she's part priest, she has access to that little 1-1 where if you have a dragon in your hand, you draw a spell from Descent of Dragons. So you cut a Descent of Dragons card to plug that in there. Right? But, like, do the math. There are 13 heroes? And it's choose from six, and there's three options that are, like, the best comp. Like, you usually have a pool where you're very likely to hit Dragon Druid. And so, if you know that, and you know the comp, and then you know how to build it, and you know how to play it, it can be a very profitable mode. Here's where I'm going to push back a little bit on as far as, like, one thing that Hat brought up in discussions as far as, like, putting out, like, why the devs are choosing discontinued duels. And he brought it's a nightmare to balance. Over the history of duels, it's never been balanced. When duels is balanced, duels sucks, because you can't make any money in duels. You need a big fish that everybody knows, okay, this is the best comp. And then everybody starts coming up with competitions around it. So, like, right now, Dragon Druid is a dominant board force. So Sheepy
it's
said you've been...
sort of crazy.
It's sort of crazy. Yeah. Hydra was like, Hydra is messaging me in game. He's just like, Dragon Golem is ridiculous.
It's so good.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Especially with Omu in particular.
It's madness. Yeah, oh, yeah.
It costs 4 mana. Look at this. Let's just play this one out. Right? And, or, you know, Desert Nest Matron with Endurance Training, where all your taunt minions cost 2 less. Now you're playing a 3-4 dragon. Oh, it's nerfed. Oh. You're playing a 3-4 dragon for 2 mana that refreshes 4 mana. So you're literally printing mana on some turns. Like, it's just... And it's done. And, like, in some cases, you're putting a Dream Portal into your deck. In some cases, you're doing that and then dropping Kazakasan. Like, it depends on what passives you've been offered. But duels has never really been balanced. And honestly, it's at its best when it's not balanced. And we can kind of just sort of figure it out. But it's a subset of the wild population probably that is playing duels and is most passionate about duels, which I think is why amongst the wild community you see so much of the mourning. Like, I've seen nothing but, from people I know who play wild, I've seen nothing but, like, sadness or
anger
at
people
this.
Standard people aren't complaining. It's wild people complaining, right?
No. And somebody sort of insensitively tweeted, like, like, oh, well, if you love the mode so much, you should play more of it. And I'm like, bro, I am maintaining a full collection because of this thing. I am definitely playing it. I'm definitely grinding it. Shoot, I'm grinding it past the full collection. I'm playing it when I'm sick of Wild. I just want to play something different. And just because I'm doing my part. And just because Duels wasn't balanced wasn't a bad thing, because you know what it had? It had these crazy high rolls. And the high rolls themselves... Go ahead.
You can't do more than your own part, right? I was just saying, like, you're doing your part. Nobody else can replace that, right?
No, and it was managed by these high rolls that kind of like, okay, like, I can play Dragon Druid, and that's fine. But, like, if I face a Freeze Mage with Ring of Frost, and it's going to steal every dragon that I play out on the board, like, you're going to be playing the best comp, you're going to be like, what? This deck is unplayable. Because the other strategies that have kind of evolved to kind of deal with it. And so it came up with this like predictable meta where you could still, even if you don't roll Dragon Druid, if you knew how to counter it, it was okay. So like not being able to balance it, I don't buy. I think the big problem is sort of thrown in there, and that's the bugs and stuff breaking. Yeah. I think they don't want to
breaking.
I don't think they want to spend breaking. Time on that. And so, which is why I wrote down three things. I tried just to prevent myself from going off the deep end, which I can. I have sort of three sections of unease. As far as like the enjoyment, like it was the Wild away from Wild. I've covered that. The fact that I'm uneasy about support waning for tertiary modes, which can be an umbrella, like Wild could fit under that umbrella as well. Roffle kind of outlined that. He's like, listen, we're kind of taking for granted the fact that they revert cards at the end of the year when they ship them over the Wild. They don't have to do that. And they could stop doing that, because you know what? Sometimes they do that and they screw up and they do something like Kael'thas gets thrown into the meta and the Wild meta breaks, and then 2 weeks later they got to fix it again. And that's man hours and that's people. And since has Microsoft acquired them officially yet?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, part of any acquisition is it's very common to have in between two companies that, you know, especially the smaller company that's being acquired. Let's go with some people. In some ways it looks good for, I think, shareholders that like, okay, look, we're reducing the upkeep for this new company. Yeah. And those people were not replaced on Hearthstone. Right? So it's a smaller team and it's being asked to do the same job. Do the math. Like they're choosing to get rid of things like tertiary mode. Well, where does it stop though? Does it stop here at Duels? Is Twist safe? Is Twist not safe? Is Wild safe? Is Wild not safe? It gets
Wild. If I were to predict, Wild will never go away, right? Like So they could leave Wild completely alone. Give us patches, Grim Patron, whatever. I don't think it will ever go away, to be honest. Even if the game dies today, Wild will be there forever.
What do you think, Sheep?
So, I don't know that Wild will always be here. I imagine it will, because otherwise, like, you've got these cards. I think that what you were saying, Shmoopy, with the... like cards just not being reverted and nothing being
no balance patches
balanced. Yeah. Like we've gotten quite a bit of balance and attention in Wild in the past year, 2 years. What I'm concerned about are some of the other tertiary modes, like Tavern Brawl. Like that changes every single week. Is that going to stick around? You know, whenever Joe Mag left, it had a severe drop off. We've already seen Mercenaries be quarantined, Duels, which in beta, completely axed. Solo adventures. Now, if you want those on mobile, it's a separate download.
Yeah,
we haven't seen any solo adventures, like any new ones, since the Phelan one. You know, it had like a little mini renaissance with the Book of Heroes and Book of Mercenaries, but like then we just didn't get any more. Is Arena safe? Like that whole just modes.
Raffle seemed to think, because Raffle was speaking to this on his stream immediately after the announcement, right? And he counted Arena as one of the main modes. But like not for nothing, like to your point, they did ignore Arena for a significant period of time for a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
Like no updates to it. Is there an Arena leaderboard right now? Like it might not have come back. I don't know if there is or there isn't, but like
I don't know.
It wasn't getting updates. It was like kind of weird, but nobody was talking about it. But like Wild could get less and less attention, and I mean, I'm not the biggest Matt London fan, let's say. Everything that he was signaling was just that, listen, like Wild, we can't be constantly putting out fires in Wild. We're like, you know, we got this Wild exclusive expansion that was really a twist expansion that happened to be going to Wild. And then we got really weird balancing that went along with that expansion, with didn't really seem to have Wild in mind at all. There are some signs there that are kind of worrisome and that give me some anxiety as far as like what you know, support for Wild in the future. The last sort of fallout from this that gives me some unease is monetarily for the ecosystem that kind of lives at the next level. So not necessarily for Blizzard, but somebody like Raffle, who found a revitalization not only in his love for the game, playing more duels, but also like you can see where he started streaming and like the duels population ticking up on the Firestone. Like more people started playing duels, more people started getting excited for duels. He said his bottom line is going to get hurt not doing duels content. People have been enjoying it. People have been enjoying the mode, hopping into it. I've been saying for months it's the best balanced game mode that Blizzard has, seemingly on accident.
Firestone is amazing for when it comes to like duels and mercs. It's so good.
It gives you like really tier lists on like which passives or like hero powers are doing the best, right? So you get an idea of the
map. Yeah, no, it's way better than Aegis Replay.
And Neon 31 even put out a statement saying, mm-hmm. like, listen, a big part of my traffic is duels traffic. And like, while that kind of sounds absurd, every time I start a duels run, I click on a link to Neon 31's site, I copy a code, I put it in. Now I play on mobile, right? So let's see how many tabs I have open. I think I've been good. I only have 6 tabs open.
I think Shmoopy Mommy said that you have like 17 or 87 tabs.
I had open like
or something like that.
I found out that if you get more than 100 tabs open, it stops counting the number of tabs you have in the corner. It's just a smiley. It's just a smiley face. It's a colon and a it's like part of it is like ha ha. It's like yep, you've gone down a certain amount of madness.
You got a problem.
And so like every time I'm accessing a duels code, I'm like opening up a new page on Neon's site. And now if I'm playing duels, let's say I have like 6 runs in a day, that's 6 clicks. That's 6 pages that open. That's a huge amount of traffic for him. And he's looking into the future and he's saying like, listen, I don't know how much revenue I'm going to lose. Like if you're interested in supporting my patron, like can you imagine if Neon 31's site goes down because duels goes down?
Dude.
Like it is, dude, it is in the fabric of Hearthstone at this point. It's like part and parcel. He's done such a wonderful job
when
maintaining that site.
When I open my
Neon tweet is a huge thing.
It's
huge.
When I open Chrome, right, I've got a bunch of the options, right? And one of them is his website, and I click on it freaking day after day, right? So like that's a huge thing. Like even if I am not trying to play like a new deck, I'm like, who did this in Wild or in Duels or whatever? Like I click on it every single day.
I scan his Discord. I do the same thing. I scan his Discord because his Discord is like, it's fewer pop-ups for me on mobile, but like, you know, I see something that's really good, I want to play it, I click it, I go to a site. And that's the thing. It's like, who else is going to be hurt by this? I guess there's not a ton of people doing duels content, but like, it's not like this is completely victimless and this is a decision that doesn't, you know, rough up some people's bottom lines that aren't necessarily even like, you know, well, Blizzard might not have been making a lot of money off of duels, but like, people that support the game around the fringes are hurt by this. Including like players like me that were using it as like a free to play option to keep playing the game. I've seen some players, you know, Kenray's a friend of the show. I saw him on Discord being like, you know, he won the last listener series. He's like, I don't know, maybe I quit Hearthstone. This was a way for him to stay in the game playing the new cards and not spending any money. He's completely free to play. He's not the only person who has said that. And there's been, like, you know, people put on the Reddit voice, well, Blizzard just is shutting it down because I'm making too much money on it and they don't want me making too much money. Like, I'm sure, like, giving away product for free or seemingly at a reduced cost without making a lot of money off of it is not attractive to higher execs. But, you know, that's not, I don't think, the reason why it's happening. I think more of it is, it's like the bug aspect where I have three solutions for this. All right, three solutions for this situation. Solution number one. They delete duels. They just do what they say. They just delete duels. That's probably the most likely situation. We're not really happy about that. All right. Solution number two. A closed format, a cube, if you will. They freeze duels. They say, ha, okay, this is it. We're never updating it, but it's going to stay here. It's going to exist here. Heroic Duels is still here. You can play it. Boom. Right? Or even like take away Heroic Duels. Just leave casual duels.
In what form?
The form it's in right now. Change not a damn thing. Just keep it right the way it is right now. Okay.
It won't happen. Nah.
Issue with that, it still exists. It's still in client. It's still going to bug out. Someone's going to have to work on it. Now, the reason that Hat gives on Twitter is, he says, well, people are used to buying cards and then playing the new cards in duels, and we don't want to upset those people. I'm going to have to McGurgle me on this one. I don't like that line of reasoning. I think the big reason here is that maintaining the structure of duels is a chore, even if it's not getting updated. If it's just existing. It's incredibly complicated. It's the only game mode. You can't bot. It comes with a cost to it that is disproportionate to the amount that Blizzard can make from it or that Hearthstone makes from it. So it's probably going to go. Which leads me to my last possible solution because it looks like the cube idea isn't going to work.
Number three.
Microsoft infuses cash and devs into the game and they save the mode because now they can work on duels because we've been so pissed about it and we've thrown stuff at our cameras and we've screamed and whined and Zeddy's made like a whole series of videos trying to save duels, right? You know, we got Clippy, you know, burning on a cross over a bonfire or something like that. We're like, Microsoft, save duels! Like, this is our one last shot. Little do they know that most people want Clippy burned, so like, there's no shot.
Your brain.
It's the only one I got. It's a little bit rotted out from playing Wild long term, unfortunately. My literacy is not what it once was, but in any case, those are, I think, are our three options. It's either like greater support for the dev team, some sort of like, did they just delete it? They do what they say what they're going to do, and we hope that the dev team revitalized and in the state that it's in does a better job across the other game modes and is able to do a better job across the game modes. Because I think, like, listen, I have very few complaints. I'm not a standard player, so I have very few complaints about decisions usually by the dev team. Usually for Wild, they treat us pretty good. When something's busted, they take care of it. Duels, yeah. When something's obviously busted.
Bye.
Yeah, like duels, when something's busted, they take care of it. Like you can complain about, well, they don't take care of it fast enough, or whatever, they get to it, right? Like they do get there, and if there's a bug, they do take care of it. You could have left the... You could have left the gazer bug, though. Like, that made that card kind of useful. Anyway, I'm digressing, but I'm just saying. Okay, they could delete it. We hope that the dev team just does a better job going forward, or is more able to going forward. Or we hope that they get more financial support, because it's a game that does make money. And it's a game that's, you know, despite what people are saying, it's not dying. It's still very healthy. Obviously. It's still a moneymaker.
Yeah, that's the point. They are trying to make money.
Maybe they hire some people back and it goes better. Oh, should be mommy making a cameo over my shoulder.
Maybe mommy's just delivering beer.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh my gosh, the amazing wife that she is.
There we go. I got her leftovers. Sanche.
This is the way.
So endeth my rant.
Yeah.
So
I don't think that this is a decision that the devs were excited to make.
Someone's excited they don't have to fix duels anymore. Let's not put the most pop the bucket. Somebody is excited. Nobody. But Hat was definitely upset on like he's like I don't know if I've said enough. I don't know if I've said too much. It's gutting some people for sure.
I won't speak on it too much, but I DM'd Hat about it, and he's like, I'm sorry, basically, is what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, the best we can do is scream and cry and kick our toys out of the pram and hope that helps. We're wild players. It's what we do best.
Well, and again, no one is maybe slightly hyperbolic. I don't think that any of the team is happy about having to make the announcement at the very least. And the memes of, dead game, like that, I don't think that makes any of them comfortable. And I think that they knew that it was going to come. Like, I don't think that it's a surprise to anyone. And it's not a dead game. Like you said, it's actively a moneymaker. And from a cost out and revenue in, from a purely business perspective, I think they're, again, purely business perspective, not a development perspective, not a passion of the game perspective, but the bean counters up in the top, just putting different weights on scales. I think for them, this is trimming the fat.
100%. 100%. That's what happens when you get required by a bigger company, right? It's like you go through an audit and you say, okay, what can we slim down? Again, to put yourself in a better position financially, both for the company that's being acquired and the acquiring company. This is not just a like, damn you, Microsoft. No, it's like it's common business practice. Everybody does it. It's a win-win for both companies.
Agreed. Fully.
So I'm hoping that we don't see a ton of other growing pains. I don't know how hopeful I can be for the longevity of those tertiary modes, like you were alluding to earlier. Be that Tavern Brawl, which that makes them no money. Hero Tavern Brawl, yes, but regular Tavern Brawl, no.
We might just get a Tavern pack Brawl in the shop for free. A week. Yeah. Go get your free pack. You're laughing. I think we'll probably go there at some point. Like,
and honestly, from again a business perspective, that gets people into the habit of going into the shop and trains people to go into the shop to get the free stuff, and then they also see the not free stuff. Like, again, from a business perspective, I think putting that in the shop instead of investing resources into continuing to support Tavern Brawl, it makes a lot more sense because it has the psychological drive to get people back into going into the shop and getting them into that habit without the cost of maintaining Tavern Brawl. And I like Tavern Brawl, not just for the free pack, which I get every week anyway from the Tavern Brawl, but like there's some Tavern Brawls that I play. I've seen triple digits in the wins column under a Tavern Brawl.
Some are very fun. Some are very, very fun.
Some are really fun.
But, like, you know, like, and here's a great example. And we really didn't talk about the Brawliseum because it's not wild. But, like, you know, there is a standard. Is it Brawliseum? Heroic Brawliseum? Mm-hmm. Going on right now. Oopsie poopsie. Again, it's a different format. Pyrotechnician is not banned in the Brawliseum, and it's common knowledge now. And, like, I kind of spoiled it on the Discord, and I realized, like, well, we really don't peddle bugs on this Discord, so I deleted it all. But, you know, the Chinese community figured out, oh, we can play Fire Druid, which was the really weird, toxic, annoying, copy a bunch of Thaddeuses, play your pyrotechnician, play a bunch of fire spells for free, high roll out your absolute gourd, send a billion damage face, opponent is sitting there clicking through animations. It's also an animation cheat deck, like, it, where that provides, like, that was legal in the Tavern Brawl, because, again, I don't think anybody was thinking about the fact that just, like, oh, well, we need to sync up the bans for standard with the Brawl. Let's just plug and play the Heroic Brawliseum. Let me, like, set it up. Again, I'm a Luddite. I needed my wife to figure out how to put Amazon Music on the computer. Like, I the app. Like, I'm not the most technically stable, so I can't be speaking to how hard or how easy one person's work is, especially if they're a developer. Like, I can't do it. It's not fair of me to. So I could see it being a very easy mistake to make where, like, you set this thing up and you forget to flip a switch for, like, oh, right, but we're going to ban Pyrotechnician. And that what reminded me was is frequently with these full wild brawls, Mech Warper is still there. So, like, oh, I would keep an eye out for that because, like, it's a different system, and I don't think it's getting, like, nobody's going over it with a fine-tooth comb. Nor should anybody be. Yeah. Like, it's a tavern. Like, it really is like a throwaway event at the very in the middle of the week, where it's just like, all right, intern, it's your job. Set up the Tavern Brawl. Let's see. And it's probably got a plug and play, and we go from there. So, like, again, tertiary modes, reducing people.
You know. And the rate at which. Leading up to the acquisition by Microsoft, that the different members of the Hearthstone team were moving on to the untitled Blizzard game. We haven't seen, as a result of the acquisition, any layoffs, and I hope that we don't. I really, really hope that we don't. I hope that, because the team is already, honestly, too lean, as it is. Anything, they could use an additional influx of people. So I'm hoping that we don't see it any more people cut. True. I'm not applying for any jobs there, though. Don't worry. But honestly, if anything, like, if the game continues making money and with different leadership, they see that that this cash cow is running super lean, maybe we can, like, milk a little bit more money out of it if we see some of these other tertiary modes making money. If they find a way to adequately monetize Battlegrounds, for example, which is the largest player base in the client, but, like,
cosmetics ain't it, Chief.
No, the cosmetics are not it.
I love BDs, but I don't. Yeah, I don't know. Don't get me on that one.
And the battle pass is, you know, like, yeah, it's great that they sell that, like, what, $15-$20 thing once. But is that gonna have to become a monthly thing for that to become appropriately monetized? I don't know, because that is the most popular game mode, bar none. So I hope that they find a way to get an influx, to make the case to get an influx of additional people working on it, because they're already way too lean. And they make money. So Microsoft, hire more developers for Hearthstone, please.
Agreed.
All right. Well, I think that we should end on this.
Unrelated advice with Electric Sheep City.
Yes. Yes. I have a question for you, Sheep. You lived and breathed the great state of Texas, and we are currently in a Western themed expansion. What is a Western movie, show, media that we must consume in order to really feel like we are in the Badlands and get that spirit of the Badlands?
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Okay, so I'm going to preface this with a couple years ago, I actually moved out of the great state of Texas to the great state of Colorado, which is further west. But
you've got even more western.
Yeah,
you're Arthur Morgan. You have moved away. It's fine. I would like to see what you say.
And honestly, the biggest one has to be Fargo. Well, Fargo is incredible. With Timothy Oliphant.
That's like basically Canada.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty far west, though.
Pretty far west. There are other fantastic movies. True Grit. Uriel in chat says 310 to Yuma.
310 to Yuma was good.
Another classic.
That was good.
310. What about, so you know Zane Grey, yeah?
Not by name. Off the top of the head. I'm terrible with names.
No! Zane Grey, he like...
Just a Canadian person.
No.
Oh, okay.
He's an American author and dentist, according to Google.
Interesting.
Yes, I do recognize the covers of Zane Grey books. Gosh. I'm going to go back to the very, very best, Western television program. I watched this as a child.
Mm.
It's the Cowboys of Moo Mesa. It is an animated series with cows as cowboys. These anthropomorphic characters. Cowboys of Moo Mesa. That's the real answer.
Cool.
Wiser words have never been spoken. And you heard that on...
Bore to be... Wilder.